Back to the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
Dr. Ian Smith, man, I was talking to Michael O'Hanlon about the news channels fighting over him. You should see the fights that go on over Dr. Ian.
I know.
Got Rachel Ray punching out the doctors. I mean, you know, everybody wants a little bit of this Celebrity Fit Club, Rachel Ray. Look, Dr. Ian's back with a brand new book called The Clean 20. 20 foods, 20 days, total transformation. How are you, my friend?
I'm great.
You look great. You look good, man. You look like you're ready.
You know, I got to tell you, so this is the official kickoff of my tour, by the way.
Nice.
Right now, this morning, here in Chicago.
Nice.
I'll be on Good Morning America tomorrow in New York. But
those hacks.
Yeah, right. I'll tell them you said that.
Yeah, please do. The book, which I'm holding up for you people watching on video, The Clean 20. All right, now look, I've had some success since the last time you saw me dropping some weight with a radical program. Why don't you write this down? This could be your new book.
Okay.
Eat Less, Move More.
Jeez.
Eat less, move more.
I like that's crazy. That's good titling.
It's crazy. It's crazy complicated. But the Clean 20 could kick it up a notch.
The Clean 20 is a program that really is about hitting the reset button. It's not really a diet, though in 20 days, the average weight loss is about 10 pounds. But it's really about feeling good, eating foods that are going to strengthen you. People report that their energy levels are higher, their blood sugars levels are lower, blood cholesterol lower. So people just feel good. And it's very accessible. This is not one of those things where you have to go to a niche gourmet store to find these foods. These are actually regular foods. I mean, there's chicken, there's turkey, there are eggs, there's dairy, which is a lot of diets say you can't have dairy. I love dairy, great protein and calcium and other vitamins. But the idea behind the Clean 20 is that for 20 days, you're going to make your 20 clean foods list. And I give you kind of, I don't pick it for you, by the way. I give you all these different options so it's customizable to you. And then you go at it. And people say, that what they tell me is the easiest plan I've ever written. I didn't set out to do that, but they say it's so easy to follow.
Well, that's the thing, because everybody wants it easy.
Right.
You know? Yeah. And you've made it easy. You
got to
get two copies. Remember that. You get two copies. You're careless. You leave one on the train. You leave one somewhere. And if you download it, you might lose your phone. So two copies of the Clean 20, Dr. Ian Smith. Andrea.
I love rule number one, dairy is good, because you always hear, like as you said, ban the milk, ban the cream. And I also want you to talk about, too, reintroducing the foods. There are the banned items, but reintroducing things. And you can't eat pizza, cookies. It's okay.
Listen. People have to understand, if you read any of my books before, people know that I always talk about being realistic. I mean, the idea that people are going to eat rabbit food, except for present company included.
Exactly.
The idea that you eat rabbit food for the rest of your life is just not feasible, right? People are going to have pizza. We're in Chicago. They're going to have hamburgers.
Not everyone's weird like Dave.
Well, I didn't want to call him out, but you guys called him out.
Yeah. Thanks.
but the idea is that, you know, I ask you for, I typically call it the 70-30 rule, which is 70% good or healthy, 30% have some fun, because you know, life is short and life is not about, you know, being so restrictive. So when after the 20 days people say, well, what do I do? Well, there's a whole section about how to reintroduce foods. Certain foods I hope after 20 days you want to stay away from. And by the way, this is about reducing the processed foods that we're consuming. Our grocery shelves are loaded with synthetic chemicals and hormone disruptors, all kinds of gunk and junk that manufacturers put into our food. This says if you eat foods in a more natural state, after 3 days, wow, do you feel different.
Look, I love the berries. I love the cheese. I love the chicken. I'm not so great on the chickpeas. So what am I going to do about the chickpeas?
Swap it out.
What am I going to swap it with?
Geez, you can have lentils.
Okay,
you can have white beans. You
keep
can
going.
Have kidney beans.
Keep going.
You don't like any of that?
Nope.
Do you like hummus? You don't like hummus?
Yeah, not so big on the hummus.
You're not big on the hummus?
Not so big on the hummus.
You like nuts?
But the list you just gave me of those, hummus is going to be the winner.
Okay.
What about nuts, though? He said you can do walnuts.
I like nuts.
Cashews.
Yeah. I like nuts. I'm a nut man.
Yeah. So if you look in the book, it has something called Basket Buddies on page 16. So, you know, things that you don't like, you say, okay, I'll try something else. So on page 16, it says, if you don't like kale, for example, you can have arugula, bok choy, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, cauliflower. If you don't like nuts, you can have sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds, cheese. So I really give you different types of options.
Yeah, the options are there.
That you can sub in and out. And some people have food allergies or just food preferences. This is why I make it customizable for you.
Now, again, I don't want to bring Dave into this because I'm Dave is remarkable. Dave is 109 years old. And look how good he looks. Look how fantastic he looks.
Jeans and diet.
Yeah.
That is part of it.
Yeah, but he eats incredibly healthy. And he works out every day. So he does a nice job. But he's a big booze hound. What about booze on this?
Here's the deal. I don't want to be a downer, but we're trying to eat clean for 20 days only. Right. And so if you could stay away from the alcohol for 20 days, you could have it coming back. But for 20 days, let's try to really reduce all those processed things. Now, people also talk about coffee. Now, the reason why I say coffee at first, no coffee at first, is because people dump all that crap in it from, mocha, venta, latte, all that kind of stuff. So if you're going to have black coffee, that's different, right? I'm okay with black pure coffee. It's all the sugar and the creamers and stuff in there. No good.
And no artificial sweeteners in the coffee too, right?
There you go.
That's always my problem. Right.
Anything artificial, no good for the clean 20.
What about the sweeteners like Truvia and Stevia, some of those that are supposed to be so-called natural sweeteners?
Right, but go organic though, because sometimes those quote-unquote natural sweeteners, the manufacturers put stuff in it. So when I typically don't say do things organically, but if you're looking for something that's clean, you have to go organic in that particular situation.
Is there any regulation over you labeling stuff organic?
Oh my goodness, huge regulation.
And so that's the FDA will hammer you if you don't do it.
Completely hammer you. Okay. And there are all kinds of stipulations and requirements. So.
And you say no soda too, so that means no Diet Coke, no Diet
well,
Pepsi?
Yeah, particularly no Diet Coke, geez. I mean, you talk about synthetic mania. It's synthetic stuff all over the place. The idea is for 20 days, you are really going to clean your system out and you are going to reduce all these toxic byproducts that we're consuming in all these packaged goods. You go to any grocery store and look at the back of a label. If it has more, my general rule of thumb is if it has more than 5 ingredients, it ain't clean.
Right. Well, and also I heard, I don't think you said this, but I heard it from somebody. If you can't pronounce it, it ain't clean.
I can't pronounce some of this stuff, right? And I went to school for it.
Right. Back to beverages for a second. Yeah. Water the best thing?
Love water. Now, I love water with some kick to it, so I like some flavor. I like to squeeze some lemons, some citrus, some apples. I just don't like plain water. I'm on the record for saying that. But if I can, so in my refrigerator, I have this big distilled, thing that I bought at Target, and I just slice lemons up in it, and it has a little flavor to it.
Look at you. He's got a spa. Too. He's got a spa right in his
getting
house.
Fancy, right?
He's got some Enya music every time he opens the refrigerator. Right. What about ounces per day? Are you a big proponent of the half your body weight thing, or is that just a hook?
That's one way. It's typically most people. It's probably 8 to 10 cups a day is probably what is necessary. By the way, the number is based on how much you typically are losing per day. That's really, so it's about replacing the water you're losing during the day. And for most people, it's about 8 to 10 glasses a day, cups a day.
Okay, vegetables are I know fresh are the best, but it is winter in Chicago. Are you okay with frozen vegetables
completely.
And canned vegetables?
Yes, and there's a rule that says frozen and canned is fine. Make sure that it is low sodium if it's going to be canned. And if you can try organic. Prices of organic, by the way, have come down a lot. It's gotten real competitive these days. So if you can find organic vegetables, that is best.
Okay. Perfect.
While I ask my question, Steve, will you please turn to page 36?
Page 36 in our hymnal.
Doctor, what about...
Commissioners, go to page 36.
What about coconut water? Coconut water as opposed to just... plain old water.
Yeah, coconut water, wonderful. I use that a lot in my smoothies. Coconut water has a little flavor to it, but not too much. But the idea, once again, is if it's going to be coconut water, you want it to be really, really pure coconut water. Once again, manufacturers slide all this stuff in these things that are otherwise healthy. So, in fact, we got a group on Facebook. So if you want to join our Facebook group, it's called The Clean 20, the numerals 20. But they talk about all the different ways to make the substitutions. And like you just asked about coconut water. And I got to tell you, the reason why I am always excited is because people who do the program, they teach me, they say, well, I tried this from this store. It's really good.
Yeah, so you can tweak it.
Yeah.
The coconut water, flavored or not?
None.
No flavor.
No flavor. Because the flavor is going to be.
You sure? Have you had plain coconut water? Are you sure? It tastes like a sneaker.
No. I don't like coconut water by itself. Yeah. I agree with you, by the way, Steve. Yeah. I don't like it by itself. I like it in something. So if I put it into a smoothie or something like that, then you can't. But no, I don't want to. I'll just take straight water rather than coconut water.
By the way, we have Sox tickets coming up in just a second. Going to get a headlines tease from you first. Mm-hmm. But before we do that, Dave pointed out page 36. We'll come back and talk about this as well. The header on page 36, kale. What the hell were you thinking? That's all in the book. The Clean 20, Ian K. Smith. The doctor is here. More in a moment.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
Sox tickets coming up. Not one, not two, not three, four against the world champion Houston Astros. I might ring a bell with you. I think it was somewhere around 2005 where the Sox and the Astros got together.
Mm-hmm.
And it went pretty well.
It did.
So we'll see how it goes with the you and them Friday when you win these tickets. Coming up in a second. A couple of questions here for Dr. Ian Smith. Steve is in Schaumburg. Steve, what are your issues? Steve, talk to us.
Dr. Smith, thank you for taking my call. You know, my problem is I'm a bigger guy. When I say bigger, I mean dangerously healthy bigger. But I'm over 315 pounds. I'm 43 years old, so weight does not come off easily now. And I'll be honest, I go to sleep at night fearing I'm not going to wake up in the morning because of my size.
How tall are you?
It's hard for me to work out. I'm 5'10".
Okay.
It's hard for me to work out. So I'm wondering, is this, would this give me a start to being able to, you know, not only drop some weight, but to be able to get healthy enough to try to start working out, to kick in that second aspect to be able to...
Right. Is this the right program for you? I get it, man. I totally get it. Hold on. Don't hang up.
You know, it's interesting. So I always say that people try to do too much too fast, mm-hmm. you know, especially when they feel like they're in this kind of situation where they're facing serious consequences. So, yes, the clean 20 would be great because it could ease you into eating better. It doesn't ask you to eat perfectly. It's only 20 days. But the reason why I only made it 20 days was because if you can do these 20 days and then you transition out of it to another program, you now kind of have this jump start. So, yeah, this is would be great for you. We have people who are 380 pounds, 400 pounds who have done the plan in our group. So I encourage you to definitely join our Facebook group. It's called The Clean 20. And follow me on Instagram, which is at Dr. Ian Smith. Spell the doctor out. But yeah, and you know what? I'm going to... We'll get him a book. Yeah.
We'll get him a book.
Yeah, do me a favor. Email me. My email address is theclean20@gmail.com, 20, theclean20@gmail.com. And we'll send you a link to our workout. You know, we got DVDs.
Yeah, and Steve, Steve, I give you credit for calling and talking about it because that's the first step. Now, do something about it today and do something else about it tomorrow and get the book and get on it. You're going to be fine, man.
Most definitely. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Appreciate you listening. Good dude. Randy. Randy in Antioch. Yes, Randy.
Yeah, I'd like to ask the doctor about once you come off the cleanse, what kind of alcohol should you consume? I had heard that you should ditch beer and sip vodka, and I didn't know if that was true or not.
Yeah, is there a healthy alcohol choice once you go through the clean tonic? Like you talk about don't drink diet soda.
Yeah.
What about booze?
Red wine is the best, obviously, because it has resveratrol, which is a great full of antioxidants, but no one's only going to drink wine. It's not necessarily... So you start talking about vodka and gin and whiskey. Listen, they're all pretty much the same thing. It's the volume, though, right? It's the volume. So, mm-hmm. you know, the AHA...
Gasoline.
Yeah, well...
Same kind of thing.
For some people. But the idea is if you had, for men, you know, 1.5 mixed drinks, you know, believe it or not, every day... But it's believed to be fine. For women, it's only one. But if you're going to lead towards a drink, maybe one mixed drink, maybe a glass of wine, you know. Alcohol is not the enemy, but it's when we consume 3 and 4 at a sitting, that becomes the problem.
Everything
in
moderation.
You can't stockpile it, too, by the way.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to drink all week and then...
I'll have five tonight. I'll have five tonight, nothing
doesn't
for 3 days.
That way.
Yeah.
All right, late night snacking, I know, is probably... It's my biggest vice. You know, you're sitting there, it's at 7, 8 o'clock. Before you go to bed, you start to snack. Can you use one of your snacks, if you've gone through the whole day on your regime, can you use one of your substitute snacks as, quote-unquote, a late night snack?
1,000%. So you raise two issues. One is eating late. So I recommend do not eat your last meal within 90 minutes of going to sleep. This is a critical mistake.
And by the way, that is completely doable.
Yeah absolutely. Yeah. And by the way, if people would just not eat right before going to sleep, they could lose weight if they just stopped doing that. That's a bad habit, number one. Number two is that snacking is good. I love snacking. So in the book, we have more than 60 recipes for meals. We have snack options. So all this is in the book. I recommend people eat late night snacks if they're hungry rather than eating a meal. Okay, so 150 calories or less is not going to hurt you. Then put your butt to bed. I mean, simple as that. I mean, but don't sit there and gorge on, you know, like 2,000 calories.
Ice cream.
And then ice cream and all that kind of stuff. Forget it. You're not going to win. I mean, seriously.
It's Dr. Ian Smith. Again, the book is called The Clean 20, number one New York Times bestselling author of Shred. And look, there's a reason you see Dr. Smith everywhere. It's because he's great. He knows what he's doing. He's great. He looks great on TV because, you know, he's in shape. Some of these doctors, they look great on TV. You know what it is? It's camera tricks. They come in, they're 500 pounds. Not Dr. Smith. Getting it done. And you say popcorn's good.
Yeah, air pop popcorn is great.
None of that oil stuff.
Well, oil, you know, oil brings other things with it. But I like air pop. I make a popcorn called shred pop. I'm not the only air pop popcorn, so people should try to get air pop popcorn. But yeah, it's light. It's a whole grain, believe it or not. Has all three parts of the grain. It's when we add, you know, the butter and all the sugar. And so once again, this is a situation. Have some air pop popcorn. I mentioned it as a potential snack, but be careful of all the additives and preservatives that go in it.
There's one typographical error in the book in the clean snacks chapter. You have wasabi peas in the snack list. That's got to be a mistake. What are you talking about, wasabi peas?
Delicious. You don't like them?
They're great.
Aren't they great?
I love them.
Aren't they great? They're awesome.
Eat them by the handful.
Yeah. They're awesome. Ridiculous. All day long,
Ridiculous. It's Dr. Ian Smith. Always great to see you. Congrats. I know you're just kicking off the book tour, Good Morning America, this week and a bunch of other places.
And The View. Yeah, check me out.
Right.
And hey, send me an email, theclean20@gmail.com. If you pick up a copy of the book, send me an email. I'll send you a link to a DVD download. You know, that'd be pretty.
And you want to know how people are doing.
Yeah.
That's great feedback for you. You want them to get the book and how they're doing.
Absolutely.
The Clean 20. Get it. Use it for curls.
There you
start
go.
Off there, right?
Section before you open it up. Back too.
We're going to play some golf this year.
Yes, we are.
All right.
Home and home, baby.
Okay.